You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your latest episode of Locked On Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today, as always, your host, Evan Sider. I'm joined by Stephen Reed of Stampede Blue. As we're going to recap today's breaking news, recording us about 12 or 15 hours after it happened. We're recording on Wednesday evening. Wednesday morning, though, we found out some pretty shocking news. Maybe not so surprising to some people out there, but at least to me and you, Stephen. Phillip Rivers has retired from the NFL for 17 seasons, 1 year at the Indianapolis Colts. What's your initial reaction? Because, I mean, honestly, we talked about it on Monday. We thought there's a pretty good shot, even throughout the year. I was talking to you, either you, Stephen, or other guests on the show. I thought just the way he was playing, the way he seemed like he was with the organization, I felt like it was a very, very strong possibility Rivers could be back in 2021-22 for a second season to go until his age 40 season. But Rivers hangs up the cleats after 16 years in San Diego, 1 year with the Colts. What was your instant reaction? Because, I mean, now the Colts really have to scramble now.
Yeah, I'm with everybody else. I was pretty shocked. Like you said, we talked about it on Monday night, and I thought that was – Rivers coming back and them rolling with Rivers and then Eason as the main backup was the most likely option for them. The fact that 2 days later he retires, I don't know if I've ever been so wrong so quickly on that, but it also caught a lot of the local media off guard too. I mean, Stephen Holder, Jim Aiello, Mike Chappell, you know, George Brimmer, the whole crew, we all kind of didn't see this coming, and definitely not today. Now, I will say the fact that he did it today, I think it's probably more beneficial for the Colts because it allows them to really have a good idea of what they're looking for, or good idea of the plan that they're going to have to take. So you wait a month and Phillip Rivers, you know, decides in February, hey, you guys know what? I'm going to go ahead and retire. My heart's not in it anymore. Then the Colts are left scrambling, trying to figure out, you know, what their options are, whether they can make a deal, something like that. I think that this gives them a little bit more time and a little bit more clarity to make a decision. And let's be real, Chris Ballard's got a plan. He's got workbooks upon notebooks upon binders of plans that he wants to accomplish and probably a lot of if-then scenarios for him. So I think the Colts will – I think Chris Ballard's got a plan going forward. I think this just kind of accelerates that. And it really kind of calls into question, you know, what they're going to do long-term at the quarterback position.
Yeah, last year the Colts, Phillip Rivers had 4,100 yards. He had 24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, really almost cut his turnovers in half from where it was last year in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I mean, just looking back now on Rivers' 2020 season, Stephen, I mean, you have to say for his last year in the NFL, he was pretty damn good to me. I mean, just how efficient the offense was. There were some rocky moments like the Cleveland game, the Bears game early on, but once he got into a rhythm with no OTAs, no training camp, real no offseason activities due to COVID-19, he was on a roll the last 3 months of the season. I think he finished his last eight or so games with 20 touchdowns to four interceptions. Like, really incredible what Rivers did. And we talked about on Monday, too, just Colts fans should be lucky that Phillip Rivers is playing at his level compared to guys like Drew Brees, who in the last part of his season with the Saints, just completely different player. The arm strength just disappeared with him. But Rivers, this is why we were always so confident, Stephen, that he was going to come back in 2021, was that it looked like he still had at least a year or two left. Even Chris Ballard said it last week in his end of season press conference that it just seemed to everyone that he was not close to being finished. But, I mean, good for him for going out on top like this, because I feel like for the circumstances placed in front of him, his 2020 season was really, really good.
Yeah, like you said, it's one of those things where he went out on his own terms. He had a great season. I think I saw the stat that the Phillip Rivers has the second most yards by a quarterback in their final season in the NFL, which is second only to Andrew Luck. So that's a really disappointing stat for Colts fans. But the fact is, Phillip Rivers didn't have his heart in it, and he just decided to step away. He had a really good season, though, to end, and that's why the decision, at least in my mind and a lot of other people's mind, was so confusing or so shocking. It's not confusing. It's just shocking, because by the end of the season, he was in a groove. Like, that's, he wasn't making bad throws. He had a full grasp of the offense. He was able to make every throw. It wasn't like you said, like Drew Brees or Tom Brady, where, you know, their arm strength's not quite there. And like, Philip Rivers is never really known to have a big arm. And so it's just shocking that's what he decided to do today, in terms of retiring out of nowhere. But like I said, when you know, and good for him to get out when he did. Like I said, it puts the Colts in a rough spot to be looking for a quarterback and now a left tackle in the same offseason.
You're one of a kind, and so are your taxes. That's why TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who are ready to listen to you, learn about your unique tax situation, and help you get the best tax outcome possible. Maybe you're moonlighting as a rideshare driver and have questions about what qualifies as a deduction. Maybe you want an expert to walk you through the process, since most of your income last year came from freelance jobs. Or maybe you'd like to hand the whole tax filing process over to an expert while you perfect your banana bread recipe. Whether you want to file with the help of an expert or let an expert do the filing for you, TurboTax Live tax experts are here to help, giving you the confidence to know that you're one of a kind, uniquely you, tax are done right. Intuit TurboTax Live. This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have produced each a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview exclusively at BlueNile.com. Again, it's already out. Go to BlueNile.com right now, Colts fans, to check out these exclusive engagement rings.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild offseason for the Colts. There could be a lot of turnover now, especially with Anthony Costanzo and Philip Rivers now leaving the NFL, leaving the Colts organization in 2020. But let's now pivot now to the future a little bit, Steven, because with this Rivers news, luckily it came only about 2 weeks after the season ended, or even less than 2 weeks after the season ended for the Colts, after they lost in Buffalo on Wild Card Weekend, because it seems like to me, honestly, this team now, they have 3 months from the draft. They have around 2 months from free agency, the league year officially opening, where they can really just buckle down now. Chris Ballard, Ed Dodds, and the rest of that front office, they can really just buckle down now and figure out this quarterback situation, because this team is built to win right now, Steven. They're not in a position. I know they have a good young core of guys that you can grow with, but this team, just the way they're built right now, with how solid these young guys are, they're win now young players. You have Buckner on board there in his prime as well. You have other solid pieces all across the board. This team feels like it's ready to win now, but they're also in a position where you don't really have to win now, so to say, in my opinion, with this young core in place. There's really any direction they could go, Steven. So, I mean, just what's your thoughts right now? We officially now know Philip Rivers is off the table for 2021. It seems like to me it's not going to be Jacob Eason, from what Chris Ballard said about 10 days ago in his end of season press conference. So, I mean, what do you think happens next? I mean, do you think they're going to explore trades, free agency, draft? I feel like everything's on the table now.
Yeah, I think you're right that everything's on the table. You know, there are times where Chris Ballard kind of gives mixed signals on Jacob Eason. In part of his press conference, he talks about how opposing coaches come over and ask him, you know, who's that guy? Wow, he can really sling it. He's like, oh, that's my backup quarterback, Jacob Eason, you know, all that. And he's really proud of him. And then you hear him in the press conference saying, you know, I'm not necessarily comfortable saying that he's going to be the backup quarterback. And I'm like, well, okay, that's a weird thing to say about who's somebody who's going to come in as arguably your quarterback too. And I get it. They want to go through the process and see where he's at mentally, see where he's been able to pick up things here and there. But yeah, trades are there. You've got, you know, Matthew Stafford is reportedly available. Deshaun Watson very much wants out. And here's the thing with the Deshaun Watson trade is, you know, people like to poo-poo it and say, oh, Houston's not going to trade a top quarterback within the division. But you know, the Eagles traded Donovan McNabb interdivision to the Redskins. You know, it's not unheard of, but Colts would have to pay a premium to get it. And so if you send 3 or 4 first round picks down to Nick Casario in the Houston Texans, I mean, I don't know if he says no to that. And Deshaun Watson has that no trade clause that he'd have to waive. So he'd have to approve. And if he's saying, the only franchise he really wants to play for is Indianapolis and play for the Colts, then it kind of puts Houston in a bind as well, because they can't sit there and negotiate with a team like Miami or the New York Jets and anything like that. If Deshaun Watson can effectively veto any trade, then they don't really have a case. They can't really go anywhere with it. We talked about Matthew Stafford as an option, Sam Darnold, depending on what the Jets do with the number two pick. If I were the Jets, I would trade back and just recoup a king's ransom of picks. And then you also have the Colts possibly drafting a quarterback and what it would take to trade up. I've not been a huge fan of Justin Fields. I think I'd like Trey Lance and Zach Wilson a little bit more in that scenario. And so if either of those guys are available at the 9 or 10 spot, then that's a place where Chris Ballard could make a move up from 21, and it would cost them 21, their 2022 first round pick, and probably a third round pick. And that's not a crazy amount of picks, but if I could get Deshaun Watson, somebody that I know is a proven player who's 25 years old and he's got that no trade clause, but if he approves it to go to Indianapolis and Houston is desperate, I mean, I'd send 4 first round picks for him. I know it's kind of crazy to say that, but Chris Ballard hits so well on second round picks. So you get a guy that is going to win you championships basically and allows you to compete in the AFC South and potentially win it every year and just compete for the AFC championship every year.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson is something I would definitely look into if I'm Chris Ballard. And like you mentioned, just unfortunately, just due to the AFC South, I can't imagine they would do that. Houston, just even if it's 4 first-round picks, I can't imagine if I'm the owner or the GM of that team, you have to see Watson twice a year, maybe see him win a couple Super Bowl rings for your division rival. That'd be tough to swallow. But I think 4 first-round picks makes a lot of sense for Deshaun Watson. Let's take him off the board for a second, though, and look at a couple guys. Our betting partners here at Locked On Podcast, our betonline.ag, they put out a odds list for the Colts Week 1 starting quarterback as of January 20, 2021 after the Rivers news today. I don't know if it's shocking or not, Steven, but the leader in the clubhouse, according to BetOnline AG, is Jacoby Brissett at 3-1 odds. Then you have Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford, Andy Dalton, and Jacob Eason for the top 5 there. I mean, if you're in Jacoby's position, Steven, I mean, with this Rivers news, you have to think like the whole year, you're probably walking out the door of Indianapolis, you're going to go maybe to a team like Miami, it'd be a solid backup, or go to the Redskins to compete, or the Washington football team, excuse me, to be maybe a possible starter next year. There's a lot of options for Jacoby Brissett out there. But, I mean, you have to imagine he's familiar with the system. He's familiar with Frank Reich. Chris Ballard seems to like him, even though he doesn't love him, so to say. With those odds, I mean, it really caught me off guard a little bit because maybe Jacoby Brissett thinks to himself, you know what, sign a 1-year deal back in Indy, compete for a starting job. If they draft a guy, I'll probably be starting anyways the first few weeks of the season. What do you think about that? Do you think Jacoby Brissett's a legitimate option now?
At first, when the offseason started, I didn't think he was an option really at all. Now that Philip Rivers retired, I think that it's a pretty safe option for the Colts because it allows them to draft however they want to draft. It allows them to trade up for a quarterback and not have to tip their hand. If they go into the draft and they've just got like Jacob Eason on the roster, or they just had Brian Laurinkey in for a tryout today. If they've got quarterbacks that people are saying, yeah, okay, you're definitely not rolling with them in week one, then it really kind of ups the ante on what teams are able to get out of the Colts in terms of draft compensation. To be fair, if the Colts are moving up, it's for a quarterback and all the teams know it. And I don't think there's going to be too much discrepancy on how much the Colts are giving up. Like, it's pretty set in stone. Like, when the Chiefs moved up for Patrick Mahomes, when the Texans moved up for Deshaun Watson, that's what the cost was. It was that year's first round pick, the next year's first round pick, and then a mid round pick somewhere. I don't even know if Texans ended up having to give up more than one future pick. But I look at that and I go, okay, just Brissett makes a lot of sense in terms of the betting odds, just because of his familiarity with the system, and allows them to really kind of see what Jacob Eason has this offseason. And it doesn't force them to take a quarterback if Chris Ballard doesn't want to take a quarterback. And then let's see, you said Stafford was number two.
Yeah, Wentz was number two, then Matthew Stafford after that.
I have a hard time with Wentz being number two just because all the reports out of Philadelphia was that Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, really likes Wentz. And that was one of the reasons why Doug Peterson got canned, is because Peterson was a huge Jalen Hurts fan. And so I think Carson Wentz is staying in Philadelphia, plus his albatross of a contract is really hard for him to move. Now, saying that, 2 days from now, we'll find out that Carson Wentz has been traded to the Colts, and we'll all be wrong. But that's why I just don't feel like Wentz is probably the best option for the Colts, and especially for a system that requires ball security and not turning it over. His fumble issues and interceptions is just – it would drive Chris Ballard mad. He'd be throwing things, I feel like. I think the most logical option is Matthew Stafford. With the Detroit Lions, because it's pretty clear that they're looking to go in a new direction with the new coaching staff there. And then I still would want to see what Dallas does with Dak Prescott. I don't think that they're going to try to trade up and draft a young quarterback, and I think they'd be idiots to let Dak Prescott test the market. But he doesn't have a contract. If they franchise tag him again, that tag number goes up significantly. Dallas already is crushed against the cap if they franchise tag Dak Prescott, because it's going to cost $30 million for that year. And they've only got $20 million in cap space. And so they'd have to make some tough decisions as well. So that's one name that I think a lot of people tend to forget or don't mention, because it seems unlikely that he's going to become available, but as of right now, all options are on the table.
Yeah. With Dak Prescott, it's something to watch out for. Like you mentioned, the cap situation with Dallas could be very interesting. Maybe they do the transition tag instead of Prescott, try to work out a deal in the offseason. If things go south there, if the relationship sours a little bit, maybe the Colts give up a bounty of picks in a tag and trade situation. That could really be intriguing to me. Dak's off the board for me right now, just because I think Deshaun Watson, I just can't see an elite talent like that going to the Colts. Hopefully I'm wrong, because DeForest Buckner, that trade last year, really caught everyone off guard. Maybe Dak Prescott could be the same way in 2021. But another name on this list, I mean, it's one that everyone's been saying throughout the day, even myself, me and you, I've been peddling this for about a couple weeks now, with the possibility that Philip Rivers could retire or they go elsewhere for an upgrade in 2021. Matthew Stafford, the Lions quarterback, he's been just stuck in mediocrity there for over a decade in Detroit. No roster building around him. Calvin Johnson, Kenny Galladay, really the only true weapons around the last 10-plus years in Detroit. Never really had an offensive line. The defense has been horrible the whole time he's been there. And it'd be poetic to me to just see Matthew Stafford get the respect he deserves in Indianapolis, Steven, for a 5-6-year swan song with the Colts, and have a legit team around him, probably get the respect he'll finally deserve in Indianapolis as well. But the question is, Steven, they just hired Dan Campbell, the Saints assistant coach, to be their new head coach in Detroit. Is it going to be a reset there? I know they also hired a GM, Brad Holmes, from the Los Angeles Rams. He's the director of college scouting there. Is it going to be a full rebuild in Detroit? Are they going to try to win this year and beyond with Matthew Stafford? To me, just the trajectories and the time just doesn't make sense to me to keep Stafford there long term. It's going to be super interesting to see what happens there, because if Stafford is available, I imagine a lot of teams will want him, like the Saints, the Steelers, 49ers. A lot of teams are going to probably get on Matthew Stafford as well. He's a win-now quarterback, a franchise quarterback as well. But man, Stafford in this system is a perfect fit to that.
Yeah, and Stafford, he's still got a huge arm. The guys, when he came out in the draft, he had a huge arm. It's never left him. He's mobile enough to extend plays. He's not the athlete that Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, any of those guys are. But he's mobile enough. He's not a statue like Philip Rivers is. And he really has been just thrown to the wolves out there being with the Lions. It's just they haven't put any talent around him. I feel like they have to be in rebuild mode because they don't have a lot of talent, kind of period. And they really need to look to try to get as many assets as they can to build this team the way that the new GM and the new coach wants it. I would say that their best bet is probably to trade Matthew Stafford and try to get at least a second round pick, if not better for him. I think that's probably where the compensation will lie for Matthew Stafford at this point. But and the reason why is I don't see Chris Ballard giving up a first round pick for Matthew Stafford just because he's on the other side of 30. You're only going to get, you know, five years out of him, maybe tops, of top quarterback play. And especially with given the other needs. So I think Matthew Stafford would be a great fit for this team and for the weapons that they have. Like, the one issue that I could find with Matthew Stafford is that he doesn't have great, like, he throws a fastball, and that's pretty much it. And we heard this when Eric Ebron came over, and the difference between playing with Andrew Luck and Matthew Stafford, and talked about how, you know, it was one speed with Matthew Stafford. So it'd be a little bit different going from, you know, Andrew Luck to Phillip Rivers to, or Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett to Phillip Rivers to, you know, now Matthew Stafford, for those wide receivers, because those balls can be tough to catch. Now, you play indoors, so it's a lot different in terms of catching a ball indoors versus catching a ball in cold weather. But, yeah, Matthew Stafford makes a lot of sense for this team, especially given the depth and talent at the offensive line and the depth and talent at the skill position players.
Are you ready for some football, some basketball, whatever sport you may want to watch? BetOnline.ag is the place to go. That's only one place you can go, and that's betonline.ag. You can sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the signs anymore. Get on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% off welcome bonus for your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Definitely send the watch out. We're going to explore more about Matthew Stafford as the offseason progresses. If the Lions do officially make him available, we'll probably know via Adam Schefter or someone else out there that the Lions are exploring talks with Matthew Stafford. And you'll probably hear a lot about the Colts if that does indeed happen. Another name here on the list that we should hit on, we talked about Matt Ryan before. I think I heard Arthur Smith, his press conference, sounded like they want to keep Matt Ryan around. Who knows, come draft time, maybe that could change. Maybe they keep Ryan around for 1 year and then they trade him off after they draft someone number four over like a Justin Fields or a Zach Wilson. But free agency, let's sound free agency for a second. We talk about Dak Prescott. It seems very, very unlikely he even hits the market, honestly. They'll probably at least tag him to have him avoid the open market. But, man, this 2021 free agency class for quarterback Steven is really rough. You have Jacoby Brissett on there, of course, but then you have Ryan Fitzpatrick, Cam Newton, who is a shell of himself from what he used to be, Andy Dalton, Mitch Trubisky, Jameis Winston, and Tyrod Taylor as the marquee names of that. Not really marquee, so to say, any of those names at all, Steven. I feel like free agency would be the worst case scenario for this Colts team, unless you really believe, like, hey, let's go ahead and draft someone in the first round. Let's trade up, or even to get like a Mac Jones or a Kyle Trask in round one, round two. You go out and get like a Ryan Fitzpatrick for 1 year. You have him maybe play the first 6 weeks of the season. Then you put your rookie or Jacob Eason in there. I think he's probably the most logical name off that list, Steve. But what do you think about that free agency class?
That free agency class just makes me want to cry. Like, it's not very good at all. It's not great. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick would be an interesting player to bring in. I think out of the group, he's probably, you know, obviously Dak Prescott is number one for the Colts. If they can get him in free agency, I think Chris Ballard jumps at that because then he gets to keep all his draft picks. And, you know, I think they're definitely considering bringing Jacoby Brissett back at this point, just to have him there as a backup, if nothing else. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's a great player. You know, he can make a lot of throws, and he's tough, and guys get behind him. And, you know, it's the free agency class is rough, man. I'm trying to convince myself and that this could work, but I have a hard time with it. I'd rather them just roll with Eason at that point than invest in a free agent, just because you got to see what you got. And if Eason flames out, then you get a really good draft pick in 2022, and maybe at that point you take your quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting on that front. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Maybe if, like I said, the Colts go out and draft someone or they trade up, you can get a Fitzpatrick on board for veteran leadership at that point. I'd prefer him, honestly, over Jacoby Brissett. I know Brissett knows his system, but, I mean, Fitzpatrick will probably win you games with his arm. He's not afraid to take risks, unlike Jacoby Brissett, which we'll be seeing in 2017 and 2019. But let's hit on the draft for a second. If you want Sam Darnold content, me and Steve actually went in-depth on him a little bit. If you have our mailbag on Monday, we hit on a Sam Darnold question and went about 5 or 6 minutes on that. So if you want Sam Darnold takes, go to Monday and listen to that episode. But let's hit on the draft for a second. We already know sort of the big three for the Colts they want to trade up. Justin Fields out of Ohio State, Zach Wilson out of BYU, and Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. Those are really the three names to watch for in the top five, top 10 range. I think it's fair to say, Steve, I think a lot of Colts fans would agree. I think Zach Wilson and Justin Fields would be top five picks by the time we get to April. I think both those guys, along with Trevor Lawrence, would be picked within the first five picks of the draft, all three of those quarterbacks. So it kind of leaves you, unless you want to get like a whole farm, like the Ricky Williams Saints trade from a long time ago, unless you want to do something like that or get multiple future first-round picks, I think Trey Lance makes the most sense out of North Dakota State. For those who have watched him, Steven, what's your overall opinion of Trey Lance? Because, I mean, from what I saw in 2019, he only played one game in 2020. Man, he looks really good, and I think he'd be a great fit in Frank Reich's system.
Yeah, he's much more that more modern quarterback where he's mobile and he's able to get around. He makes really good decisions for the most part, and he's able to extend plays with his legs. And so he's a guy that I think is more towards what the NFL is evolving to. So it's one of those things where he can play in any system. You know, he's gone under center, he's gone on the shotgun, so he's got experience in that. And they've got a pretty good rep of developing quarterbacks up there at North Dakota State. You know, obviously Carson Wentz went there and he went number two overall. So he's an electric player. As some people may remember, in his only game this past season, they didn't have fans in the game, but the camera crew zoomed in and said, "Oh, look, we are able to have some fans in the game. Look here." And they showed a picture of Ed Dodds there with his computer out scouting the game. And so the fact that Ed Dodds went there in person makes you kind of look at that in a little different light. But he needs to he can make all the throws and he can extend plays, and he's a smart kid from everything we've seen. You really kind of got to get down into the tape a little bit more before I can make like a full on assessment of him. But from just the little clips that you've seen, and the tough part is you didn't really get to see him a lot this year because they only had one game. It makes it a little bit more difficult to find out where he's going to be. But from everything I'd seen before, I'm a big fan of Trey Lance.
Yeah, we're going to dive into a lot of these guys. Trey Lance, even Mac Jones out of Alabama. I'm not really the biggest fan of Mac Jones. Kyle Trask the same way. I just think nowadays you need to go for these mobile quarterbacks, whether it be Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. I think trading up probably is the most logical step for this team. I mean, now with the Phillip Rivers news, Steven, where are you leaning? Are you leaning towards a trade? Are you leaning towards like a Sam Darnold, Matthew Stafford trade? Are you leaning more towards a stopgap and free agency? Or are you, let's say, push the chips in for a Lance or a Wilson or Fields in the draft? I mean, personally, I think it might make the most sense. Maybe betonline.ag is up to something there. You re-sign Jacoby Brissett for a year. I mean, you guys all know I'm not the biggest fan of Jacoby Brissett at all. I think he's a very below average quarterback in the NFL. I don't think he's starting material. But maybe you sign Jacoby Brissett for 1 year. You start the first month of the season. You let Trey Lance integrate into the system for a little bit. Then you let him play the rest of the season. I feel that may be the most logical step for this team unless they go out and get a Stafford. What do you think is the best direction for this Colts team heading into 2021 with officially no Phillip Rivers?
So the way that I would handle this situation is I would re-sign Jacoby Brissett just to have somebody on your roster. And then I'd go into the draft, and I don't think they're going to make a trade for any kind of veteran prior to the draft. Just because it would show their cards that they're no longer looking to move up for a quarterback in case they do want to move up for a quarterback. And so I would go into the draft, and Ballard's been pretty consistent about going in. If he's going to get a quarterback in the first round, it's got to be the right quarterback, not just a quarterback, but it's got to be the right guy. I don't know how Ballard feels about this quarterback class. We haven't really gotten any chance to ask him too many questions about this class yet. He hasn't done any press conferences regarding the draft. So we'll probably know more when it comes in February or or, you know, the lead up to the draft when he does a couple press conferences in there, kind of a better idea of where they might be going with that. I think, like you said, the most likely option to me is that they re-sign Jacoby Brissett and they let him have the starting spot to start. And then they might make a trade up in the draft. I think if Ballard's guy's there, I would love for them to get a Zach Wilson or a Trey Lance and have them grow in this offense and give them time, like you said, and give them Jacoby Brissett the first month or two and then pop them in. Or go in with Jacoby Brissett and Jacob Eason and let them fight out for the starting job. See if Jacob Eason's learned, because quite honestly, when it comes to arm talent, Jacob Eason's right up there in terms of guys that can make all the throws. What you worry about with Jacob Eason is how he's going to be able to handle live action in the NFL and the speed of the NFL game and whether he can handle it mentally. So that's your big question with Jacob Eason. He's one of those quarterbacks that he can still move. He's similar to like a Matthew Stafford. He's not a statue. He's mobile. Like, he can extend plays when he has to, but that's not his forte. I think, you know, as you're seeing the NFL evolve, guys like Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, guys that are more mobile, that give you more variety in the ways that you can attack a defense, those guys are really kind of the wave of the future. And if Chris Ballard gets an opportunity to move up to get those guys and it doesn't cost him a huge amount, because again, Chris Ballard likes them picks, then if it doesn't cost him a huge amount, then he'll move up for them. Otherwise, you know, I could see them doing a post June 1st trade for a Matthew Stafford or a Sam Darnold. If the Jets decide to go ahead and take Justin Fields at second overall, then Sam Darnold obviously becomes available at that point. And so that's why I feel like any trade for a veteran would not happen until draft day. The only one that might happen before is the Matthew Stafford trade.
Last one I had for you, Stu, and appreciate the time as always. I mean, this Rivers news today really puts a emphasis on how important this 2021 offseason is going to be for Chris Ballard and this entire Colts organization. I mean, is it fair to say we've almost said this every year with Chris Ballard since he's taken over as the GM, with all the turbulence and turmoil he's gone through, the sudden retirement of Andrew Luck, et cetera, et cetera. But 2021, I mean, this is his chance to put a stamp on the organization, maybe find his future franchise quarterback after Philip Rivers. It's really going to tell you maybe how next year goes, but also maybe the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, and for Chris Ballard, he's going to get a contract extension. And so far he's done so well to build this roster up from basically nothing. With what Ryan Griskin left Chris Ballard is just a bare cabinet with like a couple of decent ingredients. But other than that, it was pretty bare, pretty raw. And so Chris Ballard has done just a phenomenal job to take that roster and build it up to a playoff team. And to have a decent quarterback really kind of sets them over the top. Now, again, Colts have got a couple big holes to fill. And if Chris Ballard can fill that massive hole at the quarterback position with somebody that's a long-term starter in the league and that he's really confident with, then it's going to change the shape of the franchise, because quite honestly, the Colts are a good quarterback away from just crushing the AFC South for the next 5 to 10 years. Like, I don't have a lot of faith in the longevity of Derrick Henry and Tennessee. That I think the history of running backs that have the number of carries that he has and the number of yards he has, they drop precipitously after that second season of that number of carries. And so I don't have a lot of faith in Ryan Tannehill to carry them after that. And so after that, Houston's a big dumpster fire right now, and Jacksonville is getting a new coach in Urban Meyer and a new GM, and they're going to get Trevor Lawrence, but, you know, are they going to be able to build a team around him? And so far, Jacksonville, with the exception of 1 year, hasn't been able to build a consistent contender. And so the Colts really have an opportunity because they have the best roster in the AFC South. And if they can, Chris Ballard can solve this quarterback position and come up with somebody even for the next 5 years, like a trade for Matthew Stafford or, you know, the trade for Sam Darnold that we talked about on Monday. It's, you know, if they're able to make that move and get somebody that can come in as a long-term starter that gives them average to above average quarterback play and puts their defense in a good position. So like they don't have these turnovers in short fields or give up points on pick sixes. The Colts have a chance to just dominate the AFC South. And if they can get in the playoffs, you never know.
Steven, always appreciate the time. You guys go follow him on Twitter if you're not already, at Nice Read Steve, and go read and listen to his work, as always, over on Stampede Blue. A big episode today as Philip Rivers officially retires from the NFL. The Colts now have a massive hole at quarterback. Appreciate the time, Steven.
All right, thanks, Evan. Have a good one.